From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's baseball season, and that means it's time for the battle over bats, metal versus wood. In Northern California, high schools are sticking with metal for the time being, despite growing concerns about player safety. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, calls to ban metal bats grew louder last month after a near-fatal injury.
Gunnar Sandberg is a 16-year-old junior at Marin Catholic High School. He was pitching in a scrimmage game against a regional rival when he was hit in the head by a line drive. In an interview with APTV, his father, Bjorn Sandberg, described his own horror.
Absolute panic, shock, and, you know, just making my way down to the field to see what I can do.
The line drive came off a metal bat, too fast for Sandberg to react. Within 48 hours, a portion of his skull was removed to relieve pressure on his swelling brain, and he was placed in a medically induced coma. A month later, Sandberg is recovering and is scheduled to be released from the hospital next week. But his injury has renewed the debate over whether metal baseball bats, not used by the pros, are safe enough for kids. Such bats are banned in the states of New York and North Dakota. Bjorn Sandberg wants the metal bats banned in Northern California, too.
If it just saves one other kid from having to go through what Gunner's suffering through right now, I mean, that's all that matters.
Sandberg is supported by officials of the Marin County Athletic League, who banned non-wooden bats for the upcoming postseason. Those league officials, in turn, also proposed to extend that ban for a major part of Northern California. But yesterday, the regional governing body known as the North Coast Section voted 35-12 to keep aluminum bats for postseason play. Gil Lemon is a commissioner of the North Coast Section. He says his group reviewed studies on the danger of metal bats.
When our delegates review the information, their conclusion was overwhelmingly that by banning the non-wood bats, we were not going to create a safer environment.
Lemon says the delegates might also have been influenced by an incident in Major League Baseball this past weekend. Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Chris Jakubowskis suffered a concussion and head bruise after he was struck by a line drive. The ball that hit him came off a wood bat.
Baseball can be a very dangerous game.
Chris Kiriakou is a varsity baseball coach at Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland. He's open to a change, but just not now, before the playoffs.
It's like every year, traumatic injuries in football. It'd be similar to saying, well, you know what, I think we're going to move after the sixth game of the season to flag football the rest of the year.
Officials in Marin County, where Gunnar Sandberg played, hope for a ban on metal bats next season. They issued a statement saying that while they respect the decision made by other leagues, the debate is not over. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.